Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Always love having Tracy Sandler on. She's known as the 49ers fangirl. You may have seen her on Mornings on Two. She's talking Niners there every once in a while. Plus, she's got her blogs and podcasts and videos on Twitter at 49ers fangirl and on fangirlsportsnetwork.com.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, Danny?
Pretty good. I know it's a busy day today, so thanks for taking a little bit of time away to chat with moi.
Absolutely.
Well, let's start with the man we're all in love with, Tracy, Jimmy Garoppolo. stats aside, he passed the eye test in many different ways. What were your first impressions on Jimmy G?
I thought he looked great. I think he has a tremendous pocket presence. He has really good footwork. His communications with his receivers was pretty incredible considering he has not been there that long. I mean, he was 14 of 14 targeting Trent Taylor and Marquise Goodwin. The 49ers were 10 of 18 on third down. That has not happened in, I couldn't even tell you, the last time. I mean, I feel like third down used to be a place where you pretty much say, all right, fine, they're just going to punt. They could punt now because they're not going to convert.
Yeah.
And he looked great out there. I mean, it's a different kind of quarterback than we have seen in a very long time, which is no disrespect to C.J. Beathard, who has played his heart out and got beat up like crazy, but he really is just a different caliber of quarterback.
Yeah, so C.J. Beathard, let's talk about that for a sec, because, you know, the team really rallied around C.J. Beathard. They respected him. But as you just mentioned, you kind of alluded, the vibe with Jimmy Garoppolo is totally different. I mean, even the interview with Marquise Goodwin after the game where he was giving Garoppolo googly eyes across the locker room. I mean, it's really amazing to see, like you said, in such a short time, how he's really kind of already taken control of this team after one start.
And I was standing there with Marquise when he was giving that interview, and he really was almost giving him googly eyes across the locker room. And he said to us, and he said, some people are just winners. Look at him. He's a winner. And I think that is kind of what Garoppolo exudes, which is something else that's been missing from that locker room for a long time as well.
So,
and on the field.
Well, every time I hear someone analyze Jimmy Garoppolo or analyze that game, everyone says, well, it's one game. I don't want to get too excited. But all these accolades. And I get that. I get not wanting to be too excited. But at the same time, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo was vetted by the Patriots to be the heir to Tom Brady. He played games with the Patriots. It's not like some guy that they just picked up off the street and threw him in a game. So I think, and tell me if you disagree, there's reason to be excited, right? Rightful reason to be excited.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a reason to be excited. Maybe it's only one game with the 49ers, but he has had three starts total. And I think there's definite reason to be excited. He has shown every time he's played that he belongs in the NFL and that he has the potential to be an elite quarterback. So I think people can absolutely get excited. Also, things have been really rough with the 49ers the last few years. So let's not take away the excitement from everybody. Let's
give us something. Let us have something.
And I think they're going to see another good game this week. I mean, they're playing the Texans, who are struggling, whose defense are struggling. And I think they're going to see even more out of him this week.
Draft position be damned. I want to see some wins or at least some solid football the rest of the year, right?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think, listen, they're going to have a top 10 draft pick either way.
Right.
And football players don't take account draft position when they go out there and play. You know, these guys are putting a lot on the line and they're going out there to play. They're not going out there for draft position. But I think we are going to see good football. I think we're going to see a much different team over the next several weeks. I think they'll play really well against Houston. Then they have three very tough games because they have three playoff caliber teams. But I keep saying, and I believe this, that Jacksonville and Tennessee are going to be very interesting games because you have two teams trying to get to the playoffs, and a team like the 49ers could play spoiler against them. It'll be interesting to see how it is last game of the season. It'll be in L.A., and clearly the 49ers had a lot less injuries then. But, you know, Garoppolo versus Goff should be a fun one to watch.
Totally, and a kind of a sneak peek of the future, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
You could catch her 49er coverage anytime. She's on fangirlsportsnetwork.com and, of course, Twitter, Facebook, at 49ers Fangirl. Tracy Sandler, thanks for being on. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Danny.